esta administración tiene a los inmigrantes de Haití, ¿verdad? De que está desconectado del sufrimiento, especialmente porque ellos acaban de sufrir un terremoto, un desastre natural tan feo, y luego la violencia política, y es tan inhumano, tan inmoral, que esta administración sea tan indiferente al sufrimiento de los haitianos.
Grupos proinmigrantes, alianzas, sindicatos y organizaciones se han unido en todo Estados Unidos para manifestarse en contra de este tipo de actos violentos a los más vulnerables. En Los Ángeles llevan varios días protestando a las puertas del edificio federal de inmigración.
Hoy estoy acá, hombro a hombro, como trabajadora inmigrante, a un lado de las inmigrantes a favor de los descendientes haitianos. Nos llena de indignación ver las imágenes de cómo nuestros hermanos y hermanos haitianos son agredidos completamente por agentes de la patrulla fronteriza.
El secretario de Seguridad Nacional, Alejandro Mayorkas, ha defendido por su parte el uso de patrullas a caballo, al mismo tiempo que ha informado que su departamento está investigando lo sucedido.
El país está hecho de una manera sistemática en que va a seguir castigando al latino, al afroamericano, a cualquier migrante que esté en ese país. Estamos demandando el derecho al respeto al ser humano y el alto al antinegrismo, porque estamos viendo que no estamos ya en el tiempo pasado donde hay esclavos, estamos viendo a gente en caballos, con lazos, golpeando a jóvenes y a seres humanos en la línea, y eso no se puede permitir más.
Cabe señalar que la administración de Biden continúa deportando de manera express a miles de migrantes haitianos y centroamericanos que han huido de sus países para salvar su vida del hambre y la violencia. Desde Los Ángeles, California, soy Rosy Orbach, Hispan TV.
En tanto, en México, el número de refugiados menores de edad llegando al país ha crecido exponencialmente. Alex Piñón informa.
Durante los primeros 7 meses del 2021, las autoridades mexicanas han identificado a 20.186 niños, niñas y adolescentes migrantes. Esta cifra representaría prácticamente el doble de los registros del 2020, cuando se contabilizaron 11.262. Pero no todos los menores migrantes han solicitado al gobierno de México la condición de refugiados. Al mes de julio, 14.325 niñas y niños acompañados habían iniciado el trámite, mientras que 904 eran no acompañados. Las autoridades han dicho que México trabaja para garantizar a esta población sus derechos en un contexto de movilidad.
México sí ha tenido intentos proteger los derechos de las niñas, los niños y los adolescentes migrantes. En noviembre del año pasado se aprobó una reforma en materia de infancia migrante que lo que intenta es garantizar que no sean detenidos en centros de detención migratoria.
El gobierno federal ha informado que destinará 3.3 millones de dólares en 5 municipios en el estado de Chiapas para el fortalecimiento de las acciones en beneficio de la infancia migrante y en general para atender la crisis migratoria en el país. Como parte de las acciones se prevé el acondicionamiento de los espacios de alojamiento, cuidados básicos para los menores y sus acompañantes mientras resuelven su situación migratoria, así como la restitución de sus derechos. De acuerdo con algunos especialistas, no solo es un tema de recursos, sino de la ausencia de una política de atención a niños migrantes que provienen principalmente de países como Guatemala, Honduras y Haití.
Si están aquí, entonces se tiene que dictar todo un plan de restitución de derechos que diga cómo tiene que ser la permanencia de ese niño, de esa niña o de ese adolescente en el país, ¿no? De tal manera que puedan acceder a derecho a la educación, a derecho a la salud, que puedan ser atendidos psicológicamente si esto es urgente y necesario.
Así llegamos al final de esta edición del informativo Pacífica. Nuestro más profundo agradecimiento a todos los medios y personas que hicieron posible este programa. A nombre de Norma Martínez, se despide tu amigo de siempre, Fernando Velázquez. Gracias por acompañarnos.
They told me, you know, we'll give you a day, we'll give you a week, however long it takes for you to accept our help to be healed and to become a child of God and denounce being gay.
Honoring the memory of Dr. Anonymous, coming up on the Rainbow Minute.
I got three quarters of the way through several times and was like, well, I have no idea how this would end, so I have to start over. But one thing I know is I can't end a story without hope.
Welcome to This Way Out, the international LGBTQ radio magazine. I'm Lucia Chappell. Nicaragua's NGO Purge targets its oldest queer group. Gay Taiwanese movie sings out a universal love song and upending the artistic process with Amanda Kayback. All that and more this week because you've discovered This Way Out.
I'm Joe Bainline.
And I'm John Dyer V.
With NewsWrap, a summary of some of the news in or affecting LGBTQ communities around the world for the week ending August 28, 2021. The government of Nicaragua is aiming to shut down the country's oldest LGBTQ advocacy group. The Interior Ministry has asked the National Assembly to annul the legal nonprofit status of Fundacion Xaquiquetzal and 14 other non-governmental organizations.
My friends in high places, I don't know which is which or who is whom. They've stolen each other's faces. Janet is there with her high head and hair full of bedroom feathers. And Janet is known to make dead men groan in any kind of weather. I crawl over to her, I say, hey baby, I say, hey Janet, you are the one, you are the sun, and I'm your dutiful planet. But she ain't down with any of that, cause she's heard that shit before. And I say, uh-huh, yeah, you're right, cause I see Betty X standing by the door with mom news from nowhere. Yeah, mom news from nowhere. And it's getting strange. Betty X is like Betty Y minus that fatal chromosome. Her hair is like the wine dark sea in which sailors come home. I say, hey baby, I say, hey Betty X, I lean close up to her throat. This light you are carrying is like a lamp hanging from a distant boat. It is my light, says Betty X, Betty X says this light in yours. And so much wind blew through her words that I went rolling down the hall for more news from nowhere. Corridor and I see this guy. He must be about 100 foot tall and he only has one eye. He asked me for my autograph. I write nobody and then I wrap myself up in my woolly coat and I blind him with my pen. Cause someone must have stuck something in my drink. Everything's getting strange looking. Half the people have turned into squealing pigs, the other half are cooking. Well, let me out of here, I cried, and I went pushing past. And I saw Miss Polly singing with some girls. I cried, she strapped me to the mast. For more news from nowhere. Yeah, more news from nowhere.
Strange.
clothes on. She danced across the room. We charted the progress of the planets around that boogie-woogie moon. I called her my Nubian princess, gave her some sweet back badass jive. I spent the next 7 years between her legs, a pining for my wife. But by and by it all went wrong. I felt washed up on the shore. She stared down at me from up in the storm, and I sobbed up on the floor for more news from nowhere. Yeah, more news from nowhere. And don't it make you feel alone? Don't it make you wanna get right on home? More news from nowhere. I'm on. She's given herself a transfusion. She's filled herself with panda blood to avoid all the confusion. I say the sun rises and falls with you in various things about love, but a rising violence in me cuts all my circuits off. While Alina, she starts screaming, her cheeks are full of psychotropic leaves. Her extinction was nearly absolute when she turned her back on me for more news from nowhere. I said I'm on news from nowhere. And it's getting strange in here. Yeah, it gets stranger every year. I'm on news from nowhere. Yeah, I'm on news from nowhere. Alright. Crash into Deanna, hanging pretty in the door frame. All the horrors that have befallen me, well, Deanna is to blame. Every time I see you, baby, you make me feel so all alone. And I wet my face into a dress long after she'd gone home. With more news from nowhere.
More news from nowhere.
Yeah, more news from nowhere. So sad, don't the blood rush to your feet? To think that everything you do today, tomorrow is obsolete. Technology and women, and little children too. Don't it make you feel blue? Don't it make you feel blue? More news from nowhere.
can't help about the shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to. Now when I talk to God, I knew he'd understand. He said, sit by me and I'll be your guiding hand. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Guantanamera. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Yo soy un hombre sincero, de donde crece la palma. Y antes de morir me quiero echa mis versos del alma. Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera, Guantanamera, Guajira, Guantanamera.
I will not go down under the ground, because someone tells me that death's coming round. I will not carry myself down to die. If I die, let me die with my head held high. Let me die in my footsteps before I'll go down under the ground. There's been rumors of wars, and wars that have been. The meaning of life has been lost in the wind. Some people are thinking that the end is close by. Instead of learning to live, they are learning to die. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Well, I don't know if I'm smart, but I think I can see when someone is pulling the wool over me. And if there's a war and death comes around, let me die on this earth, for I'll die underground. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Now there's always been people that have cause to fear. They've been talking about wars for many a long year. I've read all their statements, I've not said a word. But now, Lord God, let my poor voice be heard. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. If I had riches and rubies and crowns, I'd buy the whole world and I'd change things around. I'd throw all the tanks and the guns in the sea, for they're the mistakes of our past history. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Let me drink from the waters where the mountain streams flood. Let the smell of wild flowers flow free from my blood. Let me sleep in the meadows with your green grassy leaves. Let me walk down the highway with my brothers in peace. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Go out in the country where the land meets the sun. See the craters and the canyons and the wild waters run. Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, Idaho. Let every state in the union seep deep in your soul. Then you'll die in your footsteps before you go down under the ground. Thank you.
The long-haired preachers come out every night. I try to tell you what's wrong and what's right. But when asked about something to eat, they will answer in voices as sweet. You will eat by and by in that glorious land in the sky. Way up high, work and pray, live on hay. You'll get by in the sky when you die. That's the lie the starvation army they play. And they shout and they clap and they pray. When they got all your coins on the drum, they will tell you when you're on the bum. You will eat by and by in that glorious land in the sky. Way up high, work and pray, live on hay. You'll get by in the sky when you die. That's why holy rollers and jumpers come out. And they roll and they jump and they shout. I give your money to Jesus, they say. And you'll eat on that glorious day. You will eat, you'll eat by and by. In that glorious land in the sky. Way up high, work and pray, live on hay. You'll get by in the sky when you die. That's why working folks of all countries unite. Side by side, we for freedom will fight. When this world and its wealth we have gained, I'm sure the commanders will sing this refrain. You will eat, you will eat by and by. When you learn how to cook and how to fry, chop some wood, do you good.
Today to hear the weatherman say it was gonna be another sunny day in hell. Now this bat stuck in my hand and I just don't understand how this got me for life, but I'm still here. So they stole my memory with the pictures on TV, and I sat through it and I took it on the chin. And now I sit here passively, smoking like a chimney, and I wonder sometimes where it all went south. On a sunny day in hell, sunny day in hell. On a sunny day in hell, sunny day in hell. So they got me to my feet and pushed me out onto the street in a taxi cab to a waiting room I sped. When in her Sunday clothes passed a girl named Anna Rose, who said look up when I was looking low. On a sunny day in hell, sunny day in hell. Sunny day in hell, sunny day in hell. For the times when I've forgotten, when you called me Johnny Rotten, and they told me you'd be sitting in the sun. Down at the riverside, where I can sit and hide and think about some things I haven't done. On a sunny day in hell, sunny day in hell.
the jungle wars of 65. My weapon jammed and I got stuck way out and all alone. And I could hear the enemy moving in close outside. Just then I heard a twig snap and I grabbed my empty gun. And I dug in scared while I counted down my fate. And then a big marine, a giant with a pair of friendly eyes, appeared there at my shoulder and said, wait. When he came in close beside me, said, don't worry, son, I'm here. If Charlie wants to tangle now, he'll have two to dodge. I said, well, thanks a lot. I told him my name and asked him his. And he said, the boys just call me Camouflage. Side by side we took our battle stance, and I wondered how the bullets missed this man. Cause they seemed to go right through him, just as if he wasn't there. And in the morning we both took a chance and ran. And it was near the riverbank when the ambush came on top of us. And I thought it was the end, and we were had. Then a bullet with my name on it came buzzing through a bush, and that big marine, he just swatted with his hand. Just like it was a fly. When I turned around, he was pulling a big palm tree right up out of the ground and swatting those Charlies with it from here to Kingdom Come. When he led me out of danger, I saw my camp and waved goodbye. He just winked at me from the jungle and then was gone. And when I got back to my HQ, I told him about my night and the battle I'd spent with a big marine named Camouflage. When I said his name, a soldier gulped and a medic took my arm and led me to a green tent on the right. He said, you may be telling true, boy, but this here is Camouflage. And he's been right here since he passed away last night. In fact, he's been here all week long. But before he went, he said, Semper Fi, and said his only wish was to save a young marine caught in a barrage. So here, take his dog tag, son. I know he wants you to have it now. And we both said a prayer for a big marine named Camouflage. Whoa, camouflage. Things are never quite the way they seem. Quite the way they seem.
people's face. The K is for the kill, M is for the lover, and the M is for the mutiny, and the push it in heaven.
Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, argh, argh, argh. Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, where's my drop?
The N is for the knots, oh no, my phone's just sinking. The B is for the peg leg that keeps me standing up. A Q is for the wonderfully, R is for the rum, and the S is for the scurvy, which I wish I didn't get.
Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, argh, argh, argh. Pirate radio, pirate radio, pirate radio, where's my drop?
And the T is for the treasure that's underneath my boat. And B is for Mookie, who plays the sour note.
dominated by corporate interests. But there's no commercial and no show, but still capitalist manufacturer consent. Ours a world they'll never hear about, but it's the one that surrounds you on the street. We yank the plug, make our own media. Someone is sneaking with transmitters in tow, setting up antennas on top of the hills, in attics and along the roof line. Pump up the volume with pirate radio.
Radio is by far the 1,000 broadcast.
This is the voice of the voiceless. The roots of the grass are spreading fast, breaking the media blockade. Liberation radio for each locality, building community and resistance. Real people telling real news, using creativity and political freedom. The exchange of information, news and ideas, with cultural and artistic expression. This is the new free speech movement.
Radio is my bomb.
News and music, banned from the masses, running our stations collectively. It's a kick in the face to a hierarchy. The only commercial you may hear, one announcing revolution is here. This is a movement of electronic civil disobedience coming at you to free the airwaves, threatening the FCC and the corporate establishment. Powers that be, it's just radio shockwaves riding an explosion.
Radio is my bomb. May 1,000 broadcast.
Thank you.
off twisted steel and shattered concrete. A bomber has broken the heart of the city. How many are trapped underneath? And a voice that is just off camera cries, my God, there are children inside. In the city of Baghdad, a building is burning. Nobody knows where to hide. 800 women and children and men in that shelter at Amaraya, with no way to hide from the smart bomb, with nowhere to run from the fire, with no one to live to tell the tale of the terror that glazed their eyes as they melt into one in that furnace. And their spirit streaks over the blazing skies. And the story that drums in my marrow insists that it's all of one piece. How can you say yes to the war in the Gulf and say no to the war in your streets? It cannot be stopped at the border or trapped in a shelter of stone, or arrested by following orders. The war has been coming home. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It's our children that haunt our dreams. The heart of our city is breaking, and where are the rescue teams? We can talk about family values, we can talk of the golden rule. The governor's talking three strikes and you're out, as he opens a prison and closes a school. And the picture that flashes like lightning reveals that we all are one. How can I say yes to the man with the noose and say no to the child with the gun? It cannot be stopped by a border or locked in a prison of stone, while we were just following orders. War has been coming home. The spirits that burn in the skies of Iraq insist there's a price we must pay. A soldier returns from the Baghdad road. The soldier is Tim McVeigh. The camera pans in on the chaos, twisted steel and shattered concrete. A bomb breaks the heart, Oklahoma City. How many are trapped underneath? And a voice echoes over the rubble, my God, there are children inside. The whole nation searches for sense in it all. Everyone knows there is no place to hide. And the story repeats its weary refrain to remind us we're all apart. How can we say yes to war in the world and no to war in our heart? It will not be stopped at the border or hidden in bunkers of stone, are forgiven for following orders. The war has been coming home.
was it a shell game from the master of the cloak and dagger? Was it a shell game from the master of the cloak and dagger? When you saw naked aggression, did you forget about recession? When you watched him kick some ass, did you forget the underclass? Who could spare a moment for the homeless or the poor? Who cares about the deficit? We won a glorious war. Or was it a shell game from the master of the cloak and dagger? If you spoke of education, did you lose your concentration? If you thought of unemployment, did it spoil the game's enjoyment? As the burning oil wells lit the sky, we hailed the new world order. Don't think of all those Kurdish children starved along the border, caught in the shell game from the master of the cloak and dagger. Must we all avert our eyes and walk in lockstep with this man? What about the 100,000 that we buried in the sand? Let Whitney sing the song out, yellow ribbons, sea to sea. How could Iraq make reparations? Will there be future confrontations? Have we brought peace to all these nations? Or just restored some monarchy? Thank you.
Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, or crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars for a back rub, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue. If you drive a big V8, it's time to celebrate. They're gonna fight a war for you. To keep gas prices cheap, so when you drive or when you sleep, you can do it in an air-conditioned room. For driving is your right, so let's get out there and fight. You can read that in the Constitution.
I go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Here we go now.
I go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars for a back rub, romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Place to attack. Why not attack Iraq? They've got coconut and palm oil and crude. They invaded Kuwait, so let's not hesitate. We can blow up a country or two. If it's oil or it's Greece, we don't have time for peace. Waging war is what we want to do.
Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
Everybody!
I'd go anywhere to fight for oil, be it olive, safflower, or crude. For cooking, for cars, take a rocket to the stars for a background romantic rendezvous. In your engine, on your face, or almost any place, a little dab of oil will get you through. Oh, I'd go anywhere to fight for oil. It's gonna be a great fight. Should only take a fortnight to lubricate the red, white, and blue.
I've traveled round the country and I'll tell you what I've seen. A million yellow ribbons and I've wondered what they mean. It's love and hope and sympathy for those who've gone to fight. But still I know that none of these can make the killing right. When we see two children fighting, don't we try to come between. We get them both to talk instead of acting rough and mean. We give them love and limits, say, now try to get along. Then we tell them it's all right to kill, to prove that killing's wrong. Sometimes that yellow ribbon tries to make me feel ashamed. It tells me I'm a traitor, that somehow it's me to blame. But I can't hide behind it just to prove that I belong. And I won't be an accomplice to things I know are wrong. But I'd wear a yellow ribbon for the peace that's in my heart. I'd wear it for the loved ones who should never have to part. I'd wear it for the wasted lives, no matter friend or foe. And I'd wear it for the children if they never had to go. Yes, I've seen the yellow ribbons hanging up all over town. But I don't think they'll ever buy the peace we've never found. The guns will all be silent and the battle flags all furled when we tie a yellow ribbon round the world. The guns will all be silent and the battle flags all furled when we tie a yellow ribbon round the world.
shops with people both here and there, carrying their presidents on a stick. But these old men using people's lives on both sides of the line to play their politics, and they're yelling for war. Yelling for war. I hear the news, they managed to update the boots of those who left this war. Yeah, the technology has changed, but the thinking's still the same as in all the other wars that we've ever fought before. So we're yelling for more. Yelling for war. On the television, recreating their religion, trying to sanctify their fears. And everyone is looking for someone else to blame for the evil that we've had a hand in for all these years. So we're yelling for more. We're yelling for more.
Suffer from lack of supplies, lack of food, lack of water.
After the
car, transport, telephone, modern medical care. Everything used to be available in plenty. Now, in a country used to producing its own medical supplies, these people are humping donated anti-diarrhea medicine. The Saddam Children's Hospital, Baghdad's biggest children's hospital. Once a prestigious showpiece for the Iraqi government. Of the former 700 beds, 300 are still being used as the generator capacity is not sufficient to serve anymore. But even getting to the hospital appears to be an insolvable problem for many. Those who make it at all arrive late, usually too late.
To get there by air, you have to carry bombs. I'd come to see the human tragedy that our country has been inflicting against the Iraqis. I wonder how things would change if the world could see the looks of grief and pain that were staring at me. So I'd like to share the stories from some of my new friends, and I'll act and I'll pray for their suffering to end. But first, imagine what if the tables were turned and we lived under sanctions. Not enough clean water, food, nor medicine. Who'd be the first to die? Would the rich share their wealth with the poor? Who'd be completely unable to buy food anymore? Would we still love our enemies like when the Iraqi people welcomed me? Would we call a deprivation genocide? And how, oh, how could we keep our pride? My name is Rami, I'm 16 years old. I work outside the Elfinar Hotel. Let me shine your shoes, you name the price. But it won't be enough because mom ain't doing so nice. My name is Mustafa, and at the age of 5, I
was playing in my backyard when sewage was on the rise. I got a cut on my finger and the dirty water splashed in. Soon I died from gangrene cause no one could treat the infection. What if the tables were turned and we lived under sanctions? Not enough clean water, food, nor medicine. Who'd be the first to die? Would the rich share their wealth with the poor? Who'd be completely unable to buy food anymore? Would we still love our enemies like when the Iraqi people welcomed me? Would we call a deprivation genocide? And how could we keep our pride? My name is Muhammad, I'm studying to be a doctor. I want to help the many sick people find the cure. But after the sanctions, my family became poor. And I've been so depressed, I thought about living no more. My name is Hider, that means Hider's mother. I love my family and we get by with each other. But when my two boys walked outside, a missile hit them. Hider died, his brother lost fingers. I ask, why did you do this to us, you Americans? What if the tables were turned and we lived under sanctions? Not enough clean water, food, nor medicine. Who'd be the first to die? Would the rich share their wealth with the poor? Who'd be completely unable to buy food anymore? Would we still love our enemies like when the Iraqi people welcomed me? Would we call a deprivation genocide? And how, oh, how could we keep our pride?
Playing God in Baghdad, I never would have thought that the job would open. Bleeding hearts and dreamers need not apply. Playing God in Baghdad, the job description makes it clear that you're the one to decide who lives or dies. Flying in on KLM, we hit the ground running, even customs part like the Red Sea. Halos glowing, trumpets blowing, stars are showing the way to the babies and we're feeling good. Little did we know heaven's been downsizing, realizing that the lights are out and the last one out should have closed the door. Playing God in Baghdad, I never would have thought that the job would open. Bleeding hearts and dreamers need not apply. Playing God in Baghdad, the job description makes it clear that you're the one to decide who lives or dies. People sleeping all over town, sun comes up and another day is getting underway. Nowhere to go, nowhere to hide, nowhere to live, nowhere to die. It's the apocalypse right before my eyes. Mountains are ruined, rivers are poison, fires are burning, the stench of death lingers all around. All hope abandoned and a fear I'm sinking down. Playing God in Baghdad, I never would have thought that the job would open. Bleeding hearts and dreamers need not apply. Playing God in Baghdad,
the job description makes it clear that you're the one to decide who lives or dies. On the front lines of the new world order, the weapons change, a deeper horror as the children waste away without a cry. While Hollywood and the shopping malls keep us brain dead with the lie, in the cradle of civilization, the civilized die. Playing God in Baghdad, I never would have thought that the job would open. Bleeding hearts and dreamers need not apply. Playing God in Baghdad, the job description makes it clear that you're the one to decide who lives or dies.
Nighttime comes and everybody wonders, will tomorrow bring the light of day? Will our house be rubble blown asunder? In the cellar we will hide ourselves and pray. Will the smoke clear in the morning? Will the city all go down in flames? Will the factory be standing? Will life here ever be the same? There's terror in the skies of this city. Fear is in the hearts of children, women, and men. And you never see the faces of the killers as the smart bombs fall again. Will there be a job for me to go to? Will there be food upon my plate? After so many years of hungry sanctions, what did my child do to earn this fate? There's terror in the skies of this city. Fear is in the hearts of children, women, and men. And you never see the faces of the killers as the smart bombs fall again. Talk of Gaza and of Algiers. They wring their hands when Irish shoppers die. But if you want to know a life of terror, look up at night into the Baghdad sky. There's terror in the skies of this city. Fear is in the hearts of children, women, and men. And you never see the faces of the killers as the smart bombs fall again.
I hear the sound of distant sirens. They will blow steady all night long. It mingles with the sound of gunfire. The night it sings a deadly song. The night it sings a deadly song. We must huddle in this building, afraid to leave the shelter for the night. For in the darkness death is random. The night it knows no wrong or right. The night it knows no wrong or right. And I will pray to Allah, don't let my children die. And my God, neither did I. Oh, my God, neither did I. The spotlight plays upon the building. One in three is clearly burned. Like us, they've been touched by this madness. Like us, they wonder what's been learned. Like us, they wonder what's been learned. But in the darkness there are no answers. There are no wise men in this place. Huddled here are only losers. We were not even in the race. We were not even in the race. And I will pray to Jehovah, don't let my children die. They did not ask for this, and my God, neither did I.
Don't believe them. wash your hands. Madeline, don't just wash your hands. Madeline, don't just wash your hands. Have the strength to stand. Have the strength to say. Not one more child will die by my hand today. Not one more child will die by my hand today. Not one more child will die by my hand today. Surviving still, you escaped the death of millions. Feel this in your bones and know it's your turn to choose life. I don't believe that you can wash your hands like Pilate. I don't believe in your acceptable price to pay. I don't believe that you are feeding us this lie that for their father's crimes, children must die. Madeline, just wash your hands. Madeline, don't just wash your hands. Madeline, don't just wash your hands. Have the strength to stand. Have the strength to say. Not one more child will die by my hand. Today, not one more child will die by my hand today. Not one more child will die by my hand today. I don't believe in your acceptable price to pay. Not one more child will die by my hand today. Not one more child will die by my hand today. Not one more child will die by my hand today.
Missiles flying in the third world. Towards the people stranded on their knees. Bombs falling over Baghdad, killing children who are starving by degrees. There are those of us who'd question, what's the goal and what's the cost? 600,000 dead malnourished children, a UN-sanctioned Holocaust. Missiles flying in the third world, from Hanoi to Wounded Knee. Bombs falling over Baghdad, and each one shouts, democracy. Contras, kings and generals, brandish stars and stripes. From Rangoon to Los Angeles, selling oil, guns and crack pipes. Missiles flying in the third world, and each one will kill a child. Bombs falling over Baghdad, and hunger and death is running wild. We had to destroy the village in order to save it, to help this jungle crawl. First we had to pave it. Fits and starts are everywhere. From from the mountains of Chiapas to the streets of Central Square. Empires fall. This one will too. So here's to the day when this one is through.
Undertaker, please rise lower.